I've got Ray Price coming up, and I thought that I probably won't get to see him this afternoon. You up here yet?
No, I'll be up about 5.
Oh, fine. No problem. But you can talk to him. Have you had a chance to talk to him any about the radio thing?
Right.
You
I have.
Okay,
and
I'll talk to him then.
I think he's got some stuff fairly nearly done.
Well, I was just mainly wanting to just give him some... I know he wants to get some feel of things.
Good.
So I go over some things and also general things. So, but you've already done your talking with him. Then.
Right. We talked this last week.
Now, I had another idea that just occurred to me that's maybe pretty outlandish, but knowing that you're always the dog and pony guy, I thought probably I'd submit it to you. we've been thinking about doing revenue sharing in another place.
Right.
I wonder if we could get Constitution Hall to do it in. We're not going to Philadelphia on any other plans. Now, you know what I mean. You go to Philadelphia, you do it at Constitution Hall. It's a significant place. It's Rizzo, a mayor that's favorable. He'll cart the damn Congress up there in a plane. In fact, I'll go with him. What about it?
Not bad.
To do something entirely different, you know, than the East.
Now, there are two halls there. The other one is Carpenter's. That's the one where the Declaration of Independence was actually written, as I understand it. Not the Declaration of Independence, the other one, the Articles of Confederacy, which is right down the street from Independence Hall.
Well, that probably doesn't have quite the feel.
It may not.
It should be the place where the Constitutional Convention was held. That's what I'm thinking. If it could be used for such a purpose. Now, of course, it's a national monument, I guess, and all that sort of
thing. It's a national park.
National park.
Yeah, Park Service runs it.
But what I was thinking was, I haven't seen it for years.
Well,
I don't even remember.
I had my kids up there a couple of months ago.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And there's the famous room that shows in the painting, you know, where Benjamin Franklin presided.
And you know,
then there's another room where the first House of Representatives sat, which is a good deal larger, and has congressman's desks in a semicircle, and is a good sized room, bigger than the other room.
Yeah. Well, you might. It really wouldn't make a hell of a lot of difference which room it was in.
That's right.
If it were in basically what we call Constitution,
in the Independence Hall complex.
Independence Hall.
Yeah.
That is.
Yeah.
That's
right.
In this place where the first Congress met, the Constitution was written. So
pretty interesting.
Declaration. Why don't you give it a little thought?
Sure.
And,
sure. I've just been over the guest list this morning.
Yeah.
It runs about 550 people.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Well, of course, they won't all come.
And they won't all come. Some of them are in Alaska and Hawaii and so forth. But it's a good list. We've got people on there, chairman of the boards of companies and so on, who are on the Citizens Committee. So it's a
difficulty, of course, with having something there is that then the bus where you have the reception and so forth is...
No, I think there's a good place for it there.
You could have a place to give them some coffee.
Sure.
Shake hands.
Have a receiving line. You bet.
Right. But I just thinking...
That's a very interesting
something
idea.
Something to sort of pull her out of the White House.
Right.
Now, of course, to them, to the people who come, it means more to come to the White House. On the other hand, to the country, it might be more interesting to go to a different place.
Right.
You know, which has really historical significance. And, of course, that... If you're talking about an historical, you know, a revolutionary change, all of our business, the new American Revolution, all that sort of thing, certainly this tells it better than any words would tell it.
Right. Yeah. Let me fool with that a little.
Well, you can fool with it.
Okay.
Run it by others, see what they think. Okay, John.
And I'll be up there between 5 and 6.
No hurry. I won't see you today.
Okay.